I am Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I am your radio pastor for the day. Some time ago, a very sweet, godly woman joined my church. I went to visit her on one occasion, and we read a passage that used the word hope. She said, "Hope is just wishful thinking." I said that hope is the expectation of better things to come, and cited verses like Romans 8:24, "For we were saved in hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees?" Unfortunately, I could not help her. Perhaps you also struggle with the idea of hope and think of it merely as wishful thinking. Many people think of hope only with the near future in mind, like when they are hoping to get better after an illness, or they are hoping for good weather on vacation. But Christian hope in Christ is mostly of the long view nature. Today I would like to share with you a few thoughts about hope from 1 Corinthians 15:19, which says, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable." 1 Corinthians 15 is about the resurrection. The chapter begins with the gospel message. Christ died for your sins, Christ was buried, Christ rose from the dead, and Christ was seen. Hope in Christ is anchored in the gospel message because the gospel message is a message of hope for sinners. In verses 12 through 19, Paul supposes, for the sake of argument, that there is no resurrection. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ did not rise. Christian preaching is empty, faith is empty, the apostles are false witnesses, your faith is meaningless, you are still in your sins, and those who have died have perished. The capstone of such thinking would then be, as verse 19 says, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most pitiable." Those who do believe in the resurrection should be pitied if their hope is limited to this life only. Of course, it should not be. The word "all" is used something like 12 times in verses 20 through 28. There are a lot of great things that come with the resurrection hope in Christ. There is the first fruit. Christ is the first fruit, meaning there is the promise of more fruit to come. In Christ, all who believe shall be raised alive. All enemies, including death, are brought under his control, and all things will be restored to God. Skipping ahead to verses 35 through 49, we see that our hope in Christ is for a resurrection body. I go to the nursing home in Canton all but one Sunday a month to do an afternoon church service. All of the residents who come deal with some sort of infirmity. Many can't walk or can only walk a little. Others can't see or hear very well. If our hope in Christ is only in this life, I pose to them, how many of you would think it great to live for eternity in the body you now have? That would not be such a great thing and nothing to hope for, would it? Our old body of corruption is a seed for a new body of incorruption. Finally, in 1 Corinthians 15, 50-58, hope in Christ is not in this life only. It is for the victory that the resurrection brings over our greatest enemy, that is death. Christian hope that is in this life only is too small and misses the primary focus of where hope should be. Christian hope is based on what was accomplished for us by Jesus Christ when he rose from the dead and what the Word of God promises us is ahead for us. You may have hope for things in the near future, but there must be more to your hope than that. Hope in Christ is not in this life only, but in the life to come. The last words of David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, in 2 Samuel 23 include these words, "Although my house is not so with God, yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. For this is all my salvation and all my desire. Will he not make it increase?" I think David is expressing his hope in Christ, who fulfills the covenant God made to David some 30 years earlier when he became king of Israel. Now at the end of his life, David has hope for his family and for Israel, not in this life only, but in what God would do in one who would come from him. I am Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I have been your radio pastor for the day.